This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. If you're frustrated by the high cost of your medical care, Massachusetts lawmakers say they're right there with you. The House and Senate now have competing versions of legislation aimed at bringing down health care cost increases in the state. The Senate released its bill today. That followed the release of the House bill on Friday. Now it's time for lawmakers and consumers to compare those plans in preparation for the legislature passing a final bill this summer. Joining us to talk about the Senate plan out today is Senator Richard Moore. He's the Senate chair of the Committee on Healthcare Financing. Senator Moore, thanks for talking with us.
Happy to be with you.
Both the House and Senate plans try to limit healthcare cost increases by tying them to how much the state economy is growing. And both plans put a cap on those increases. But your cap is more modest. Why?
Well, we're very concerned about the current state of our economy, that it's still while improving in the state, still very tenuous. We think that for those reasons, to make it too rigid too soon might be problematic, since the healthcare industry is such a major part of the economy and healthcare consumes close to 40% of the state budget in one way or another. The other is that setting this kind of a limit and also encouraging much of our healthcare providers to move toward some kind of global payment format,
in which doctors would basically be put on a budget, essentially, healthcare on a budget.
And based on the outcomes as well. So it's not simply a cost reduction thing. It's also that they would be judged on how well they're keeping people healthy or getting them healthy. So because those are relatively new, in many cases certainly limiting growth to something close to state inflation rates is revolutionary, we certainly thought that we should move into it cautiously.
In general, the feedback from people who've looked at both versions of this bill is that the Senate legislation is less aggressive than the House version. For example, your plan doesn't have the so-called luxury tax that the House plan does. That's a 10% penalty that a hospital or provider would pay if it goes above a certain amount over the median price for a specific test or procedure without proving that they offer above average quality. But without tough penalties like that, what's the incentive for the industry to rein in costs?
Well, there certainly are many incentives, and let me say something about the tough penalties, too. Frankly, I think they're non-workable. The penalty is so severe that no one would dare go above average costs, which means that the teaching hospitals that may have good reasons for higher costs, like the fact that they're subsidizing graduate medical education and they're conducting research and they happen to be in urban areas that are high cost anyway, the cuts they would have to make to be in compliance and avoiding the penalty, I think, is pretty risky. The healthcare, health quality, and finance authority that we create has the responsibility to monitor compliance and getting people into line with inflation or slightly above inflation. If they find parts of the healthcare industry or individual providers that are not making a good faith effort to bring their costs down, they would be asked to demonstrate how they're going to fix that. We don't want to prescribe, and we don't think government should prescribe how they should get there. We just want them to get there.
And then if you don't want to be so prescriptive, as you say, how do you push them hard enough to make them do what you want them to do?
Well, there's so much transparency provided in the legislation, and some of which already exists. The outliers will be certainly encouraged because their professional reputation and their public reputation will be at risk if they're looked at as the causes of the increasing costs of health care.
But given that growth in health care spending is at a crisis point in some people's view, are these sort of what we might call feel-good approaches or gentle approaches going to get the job done?
I don't think the hospitals and the doctors will feel good about it, frankly. I think they will want to cooperate, but I don't think that this is anything that they see as something we're putting in print without any intent to enforce. We will be moving forward, and if they can't or won't cooperate, then we will have to be more restrictive.
Richard Moore is the Senate chair of the Committee on Healthcare Financing. Senator Moore, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.